This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Molly Nosh, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Right now be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. And you can win a pair of tickets to see Little Big Town with Carly Pierce and Carter Faith, Saturday, July 26th, Credit Union 1 Amphitheater, Tinley Park, 312-540-0670. Little Big Town, coming to town.
We are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us up and twitching in the morning, and we appreciate it. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting. We got the text today.
Yes, we did get the text today. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, and thanks for listening. Thanks to Dustin. Hey, Dustin, thanks.
What was the next play we hit? An in cut. And what was the last play we hit? Go against there. That's how you move the ball. You've got to hit some of those plays. It's a lot quieter over there on defense when we make a few plays. That's how we shut them up. Right, you shut them up by making some positive plays. That's it.
That's Bill Belichick talking to college students.
Spring football. Wow.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work. Brandon, can you please remove your left shoe and beat Dustin over the head with it?
What?
We were doing some golf talk earlier, and that somehow blurted that out.
We broke into our Jim Nance voices.
Yeah.
We were overtaken by watching
it's
the Masters.
It's out of context. It probably sounds
totally out of context.
Dash of violence.
He did deserve that. Hey, Marshall Harris in the house.
Yep. We in here like we were in there last night. Right, David?
Right, that's David? That's right.
Yeah, you guys went to the game. So Layla, whatever
no,
day.
No, it's Thursday. Shmurzday. It's a special day.
And it's also Goaty Time!
The context was the piano. If you hear the Masters piano background,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You kind of have to talk in hushed tones.
Yeah. Did you know there are lyrics to that song?
No, what? I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, and the beginning of it is like it's like Augusta, the way they say it to the music. Your dogwoods and pines, and then something about soothing the soul.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
was there are, like there Joan are Osborne or something?
I don't know.
Or,
there are like, lyrics. Like, I used to know them really well because my sports director in Austin at the time would always sing them.
Oh, that's funny.
He loved the Masters.
What if God was one of us?
Dustin loves the Masters more than anybody I know loves the Masters.
What if God was one of us?
I feel like that'd be a good
Dustin.
Song.
That's
what
good.
If God
does
was
he, does he do
one
the watch party?
Us.
A lot of people do the Sunday watch party.
I don't know if that's the case. Dustin does love the Masters. Though.
We got to watch it last year at Circa, you know.
Oh,
and that was a lot
right.
of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And they had like the $1.50 pimento sandwich and all
Mitch
that.
I believe Mitch will be watching it at Circa.
Yeah.
Am I mistaken by that? I believe I saw him in a polyester...
Green jacket.
Can you
yesterday.
Guys explain to me a cheese sandwich? You just brought up that pimento.
Pimento cheese
That's
sandwich?
That's cheese, right?
I defer like... to the man from Alabama, Marshall Harris.
You Marshall.
Don't know what pimento cheese is, Grody?
No. It's like got like pickles
he
in it.
He says judgmentally.
It has like beets in it. Is that what it is?
No, it's just pimento cheese.
But what is pimento?
Is the red thing.
The red, that's the pimento from the olive.
From the olive. Okay, this See, explains
not
that.
Familiar Mr. Masters. With an olive?
I was under Mr. the impression Masters. The pimento was separate and that they, like, those were two different things, right?
No, the olive is not in the sandwich, but it's the red thing that's typically in a green olive is now chopped up
Love
with
olives.
The cheese.
Can you
put
tell
into
you
the
Hall?
Cheese. That's
Hall?
Absolutely right.
Check me out, Hall.
Thank
okay.
you.
The one food in life, I seriously, like, that in my whole life that I don't like is olives.
I love olives. Really?
There's olive bars. I'm insulted when I go to Whole Foods and I see an olive bar. Get the hell out of here.
Pimento is a mild sweet red pepper that is stuffed in the olive in lieu of the seed.
So it's a pepper. What are you talking about, Rhodes?
No, I mean, he's right. No, it is right. Typically an olive.
What do you mean? It's a pimento.
Oh, is a pimento pepper?
Grody coming in hot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's
alarming. No, pun intended. Pepper talk.
He might be hot, but he's not wrong.
There's some place in town that makes really good pimento cheese, and I forget who it is.
Pimento cheese, delicious. Olives, even better.
No, but like the homemade.
Jar of olives
It might have been the East Bank Food Shop.
Problem is, it's mayonnaise-based, so.
Are you like mayonnaise?
Attaboy, Dustin.
I don't eat mayo like David doesn't like hot dogs.
I watched a podcast on mayo last night, actually.
Hey, okay, speaking of that, guys, everybody get their Portillo's free hot dog from the Chivas free throws last night. Let's rock.
What am I going to do with that?
You're going to get a free hot dog within 48 hours.
What did you get?
A free...
If an opponent misses two free throws during the fourth quarter.
If you attended the game.
Oh, okay.
And which he did because they got to the line so many times in the fourth quarter.
You guys went and Ray went, right? Didn't you all have a... That sounded like fun.
They send a Portillo's... a code, right?
Yeah, they sent a code. I got it. And then I texted Tanny to make sure he got it.
Did you get Cup O Coffee?
Oh, Dashing Donut won yesterday.
I
don't pay attention unless Layla's narrating.
Oh, it was fun. I think it's so cool that the Bulls asked me to do that.
That was cool.
I had a great time.
So you did the play-by-play for the
Women's History Month game. I did the Duncan race the last two years.
Do we have that?
We do.
Oh, why? I have not.
And they put a cool filter on my voice, and somebody was like, "Why don't you sound like that all the time?" I'm like, "Why would I sound like I'm calling a race all the time?"
I want to hear Grody imitating Layla doing the Dunkin' Donuts race.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have to hear it. I have not heard it.
The Bears suck is pretty accurate.
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
That's a pretty funny one. It's a term of endearment, though.
What have we today?
Oh, we're late. We're so late.
Oh, my God.
And I wrote down the out time, guys, and I failed. Okay, so we're going to talk about our having fun at the Bulls game. And then also, the point of order about playing Coby White when. We're going to ask the question also, what are we really watching when it comes to the expectation for the Bulls? Shohei Imanaga shouldn't have to have a perfect game for the team to win, but there are some pitching contrasts to discuss. We have film study at 11. There is a Zapruder film situation going on the Bears YouTube channel we need to discuss. And also... Mike Vrabel had some interesting things to say in his intro. Adam Rittenberg will join us to discuss just what's going on with the Northwestern lawsuit situation. It requires, I think, a beat writer. Mark Rohde has informed us about a very important piece of pop culture that may be coming to our attention. Herb Howard from It's the Bigs, who does a wonderful job.
Herb
is coming on at noon. We're going to ask the question to you all, are the Bears in win now mode? Because we want your calls, too. We're going to take calls. You know the number, 312-644-6767. That is at 1245, but I'm telling you now, write it down. Matt Bowen to evaluate draft at 1. And we have to talk about the couple with the hot dog at the Cubs game, guys.
Have a great show.